North Korea says its leader, Kim Jong-un, will soon make a decision about whether or not to walk away from nuclear negotiations with the U.S. and then go back to testing nuclear weapons. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul that the remarks appear to be a reaction to last month's U.S.-North Korea summit in Vietnam, which ended without an agreement.
Vice Foreign Minister Choi Soon-hee told diplomats and reporters in Pyongyang that North Korea is deeply disappointed at the summit's outcome. "We have no intention to yield to the U.S. demands made in Hanoi in any form," Russia's TASS news agency quoted her as saying, "nor are we willing to engage in negotiations of this kind." The remark seemed in line with what Choi told reporters just hours after Trump left Hanoi. "It appears that Chairman Kim Jong-un may have lost his will to continue the negotiations," she said. "Kim had offered to dismantle the North's main nuclear facility at Yongbyon," she continued, "but the U.S. was unwilling to even partially lift sanctions." Yongbyon is not the North's only nuclear plant. Trump wanted more dismantled, but Kim said no. Since the summit, the U.S. line appears to have hardened. On Monday, U.S. Special Envoy on North Korea Stephen Biegun suggested that Washington wants North Korea to denuclearize all at once.
"We are not going to do denuclearization incrementally. The president has been clear on that, and that is a position around which the U.S. government has complete unity."
Kim Jun-hyung is a political scientist at Handong Global University in Pohang City. He says that so far, Choi Soon-hee's remarks appear to be a bargaining tactic.
"Right now, I think they're really frustrated. They're digesting and preparing next step. They want to double check what's the inside of Trump's mind."
Choi Soon-hee was careful not to criticize Trump directly. The personal chemistry between Trump and Kim remains, as she put it, mysteriously wonderful. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.